In local news, an old scam is making a comeback. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is making the public aware of a scam that's currently going around in our area. And it involves a person who, in most cases, calls claiming to be a grandchild or another relative. The individual claims they're in jail and need money. The Sheriff's Office encourages anyone receiving a call of that nature to be extremely suspicious and to ask questions of the caller that only your grandchild or other relative would know the answers to. In addition, before offering any financial help or information, you should attempt to contact your grandchild or the other relative yourself to verify the story being told to you. Now, you may recall about a year or so ago, we told you an area resident received a similar call from a person claiming to be a man's grandson who was in jail in Canada. When the resident asked the caller a question only his grandson could answer, the person on the other end of the phone became upset and eventually hung up. The man later called his grandson to confirm he was not in trouble with the law. I'll have more news in just a moment.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor and Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through two harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18 months 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
The State Fire Marshal's Office said yesterday they investigated two mobile home fires in parts of western Iowa this week. Each fire resulted in serious injury or death to the occupants of the homes, and each home had no working smoke detectors. On Saturday night, firefighters responded to a fire in Fontenelle, and upon arrival, firefighters found two occupants lying on the ground outside the mobile home. Each has said sustained burn injuries. Both 63-year-old Susan Davis and 60-year-old Howard Berger were transported to the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield before being transported by a helicopter to the University of Iowa's burn unit. Howard Berger died at the burn unit Sunday morning. An autopsy was scheduled to determine the cause of death. Susan Davis remained in critical condition at the U of I Burn Center. Investigators determined that fire was accidental and was started by the careless discarding of smoking materials. And the pace of the fire was accelerated by the excessive storage of combustible materials. Those storage items also restricted access to the exits. And on Tuesday morning, firefighters were called to a mobile home lot in Carter Lake on a report of a fire. Upon arrival, Carter Lake police entered the home and rescued the occupant, 74-year-old Donna Thomas. She sustained life-threatening injuries and was transported to Creighton Hospital in Omaha before being flown by helicopter to the St. Elizabeth Burn Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Investigators determined that fire was accidental also, having started with an electrical short in the wiring of a small appliance near Thomas's bed, and the pace of the fire was accelerated by excessive storage of combustible materials. Those storage items also restricted access to the exits. And as with the Fontenelle fire, there were no working smoke detectors in Thomas's mobile home. Flooding along the Missouri River in the Omaha area is forcing Amtrak to disrupt its California Zephyr passenger train, which travels between San Francisco and Chicago. Amtrak officials said Tuesday that service will be temporarily suspended between Denver and Chicago for at least 6 days because of predicted flood crests and additional closures of Burlington Northern Santa Fe tracks in the Omaha area. Amtrak said the suspension of service would be effective with an eastbound train on Thursday from Emeryville, California, and a westbound train on Friday from Chicago. The disruption is expected to continue through at least June the 14th. There will be no Amtrak service in Iowa except in Fort Madison, Nebraska, and in Fort Morgan, Colorado. Daily service will continue between Chicago and Galesburg, Illinois, however. State transportation officials say I-29 here in western Iowa is in the path of the rising Missouri River and parts could be closed within days. The DOT on Tuesday released an initial assessment of the state and federal highways most at risk. It includes Interstate 29, U.S. Highway 275, and Iowa Highway 333 in Hamburg, where a massive sandbagging operation was underway to protect the community. Other parts of I-29 are on the list, including north of Council Bluffs near Crescent and near Loveland. A section of Interstate 680 in Council Bluffs is also at risk. Officials have also included Iowa Highway 2 in Fremont County and State Highway 127 near Mont Damon in Harrison County. The DOT says it updates the list, or will update the list, as the river rises. Plenty of rumors are floating about the looming flooding in Council Bluffs, and the city is taking steps to separate truth from fiction. Art Hill, a spokesman for Council Bluffs, says they're launching a 24/7 flooding hotline so people can get answers to any questions right away.
We are establishing an information line. It'll always be staffed by a person to relate information they've been hearing and whether or not it's correct.
He says the city is also updating its website constantly with the latest flood data. Hill urges Council Bluffs residents and business owners to register on the city's Code Red notification system.
If geographically your home or your business is in a location that might be impacted in some way, you'll get either a phone call or a text telling you about it.
He says officials want to make sure all residents with special needs get help in case there is an evacuation due to flooding or some other emergency.
Whether it's because of limited mobility or age that they register with the city in the event of an evacuation, we'd have the information.
The information line, by the way, is 712-328-4672, or you can surf on the web to www.councilbluffs-ia.gov. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:13.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through two harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18 months 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now, we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday at Lakeside Village in Panora. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 89-year-old Eugene Gene Kading of Stewart died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Gene Kading will be today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 66-year-old Bonnie Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died Thursday at St. Luke's Good Samaritan Village. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. 65-year-old Dudley Heyman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Dudley Heyman will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 78-year-old Merlin Merritt of Griswold died Monday at the Cass County Hospital here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Merlin Merritt will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 86-year-old Alfred Jacob Egger of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Alfred Egger will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. 84-year-old Francis Johnston of Fort Dodge died Tuesday at his home in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Francis Johnston will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And 73-year-old Catherine Mader, who's formerly of Irwin, died Monday in Littleton, Colorado. Funeral services for Catherine Mader will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.